Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. In today's episode, I will be talking all about bioidentical hormones and why you shouldn't be afraid of them. And in fact, in a lot of cases, they can actually help with your longevity, help with bone density, help with your heart, all kinds of stuff, and just make life a heck of a lot better for you. So why am I talking about bioidentical hormones today? Well, I just came from a conference last weekend, and there was a lot of info that really changed my mind on bioidentical hormones. I will be honest that I've always kind of been afraid of hormones, maybe because I didn't understand them, but also because there was a lot of hype out there about the dangers of hormones and the risks of hormones. And today I'm going to talk to you all about the risks, so the pros and cons, basically, the risk and the benefits. And honestly, this conference really changed my mind and convinced me that I should be using hormones in more patients instead of herbs. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. So today we're going to go through why bioidentical hormones aren't as scary as you thought, how bioidentical hormones save lives, how to get accurate hormone testing, and how to find a doctor that can help you with bioidentical hormones. Now, you might be thinking while you're sitting there, what the heck are bioidentical hormones? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you all about that. So there's synthetic hormones and there's bioidentical. Bioidentical hormones are the ones that are in the same format as the ones we have in our body. So bioidentical, close to our body. Synthetic hormones are just that. They're synthetic and they don't match the hormones that we have in our body. So they send mixed messages to our body once they get in. And they can actually cause more problems than good. Now, of course, I'm a naturopathic doctor. And if I can change someone's hormone balance with diet and exercise, you better believe I'm going to go for that first. But in a lot of cases, I feel like I'm almost torturing females by trying to get them to go down this route of herbs and supplements when really, if I used hormones, it could make them feel a lot better faster. And anyone who's had a hormonal imbalance, and let me just define hormone imbalance. It could be anything from having too high of estrogen, so being super, you know, emotional, moody, could be PMS kind of symptoms, and to something called progesterone deficiency, where you could be an insomniac, vampiring all night, not sleeping overnight. Those are some explanations. Testosterone deficiencies, this can be fatigue, it can be low libido, it can be a lot of different manifestations. And most hormone imbalances are honestly what I think people are getting medicated for antidepressants too often. Also, I think that a lot of hormone imbalances could save, if you could balance the hormones, you could save marriages. I really truly believe, because I don't know how many times ladies will come into my office and they'll be like, look here, doc, something's wrong with me. I used to love my husband and I freaking hate his guts right now. I don't know why. It just happens. And sometimes it's like every day, and sometimes it's just on and off. I have no idea why, but I feel like I could kill him. And, you know, you're sitting there going, oh, wow, this is serious. I need to do something. We're talking about like a homicide that could happen here. And as a naturopath, you know, my first thought is, okay, what herbs can help? And people come to me looking for herbs, not for hormones most of the time. And I want to try to do things as natural as possible, but I got to admit, balancing hormones using bioidentical hormones, when I've done it in my practice, it works a heck of a lot faster than supplements. And it can be, instead of 5 supplements to correct a problem, you have 1 cream to correct a problem and maybe 1 supplement to help with your fight or flight response, which, by the way, is your adrenal glands. And those guys can sometimes be more or less the conductor of all of the hormone trouble, if you will. So big thing to think about when you're looking at bioidentical hormones. So let's talk a little bit more about hormones in particular and why we want to be paying attention to bioidentical hormones. So there's a lot of data that's been circulating for years, and I even had it kind of pumped into me at school, and is why I'm afraid, or was afraid, I should say, of using bioidentical hormones. Because in 2002, a study came out from the World Health Organization that basically said that breast cancer was an outcome of using bioidentical hormones. However, the data wasn't compiled properly. The compilation was skewed. And unfortunately, this World Health Initiative study was one of the top studies that we had been using for years and years to gauge, are bioidentical hormones safe? But now that we've been using them for longer, you know, at this point, we're looking at 17 years beyond the 2002 study, we're finding that bioidentical hormones actually do a lot of good. And in fact, they're saving women from heart disease. They're helping women to build strong bones. They're helping women to feel more comfortable in their skin, achieve a weight that they can feel comfortable in, not have hot flashes. But most importantly, I agree with the gals who were presenting at the conference that bioidentical hormones save lives and families. Now, this sounds kind of crazy, but I feel like if you can get your hormones balanced, a lot of times divorces don't happen. Kids don't take the brunt of mom being upset and imbalanced, or dad for that matter, because unfortunately, hormone balance doesn't just go to females. Males can have just as much of a hormone imbalance as well. So it's something to think about. Now let's put this a little bit more into perspective. 289,758 females die each year of heart disease. That's 1 in 4 female deaths. While 40,000 females die of breast cancer each year. But why do we talk so much about breast cancer and not talk about heart disease? It's like it's this hidden topic. Like no one is really promoting it like breast cancer. We don't have Susan G. Komen of the heart. It's crazy. Really, the folks who promote breast cancer awareness really do a great job compared to what we're getting in terms of heart disease. Because yes, I see little blips on it, but I don't see it to the extent as I see breast cancer awareness. And estradiol, which is the most effective or most active estrogen hormone that ladies have in their body, is what can protect ladies from heart disease. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal, actually. And why would I deny a lady more effective estrogen and instead give her herbs? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of silly because when I work with patients and I give them black cohosh and different herbs to help with promoting estrogen, yes, in some cases I can get rid of hot flashes that way and they feel great and everything's wonderful and that's great. But a lot of times, it's a harder road to go down. It takes longer to work. It takes diligence to take the herbs. And frankly, the bioidentical hormone creams are just a lot easier. So it's one of these things that in this conference, I was sitting there going, wow, you know, when I'm trying to work on stress levels in my patient, am I stressing people out more by giving them supplements to try to balance their hormones? When in reality, if I gave them something that was easier, a cream, perhaps that would make things better. So the idea is kind of floating around in my head that maybe I'm not doing a service to my patients by not giving bioidentical hormones in some cases. Maybe I should try bioidentical hormones when someone is really stressed and wants to take a bunch of supplements, but really taking all those supplements stresses them out. I mean, think about it. Look at your own cabinet. How many supplements are you taking? If you're taking more than 10 and you're not on a certain protocol to achieve a certain goal, why are you taking all those supplements? That's a lot for your body. I try really hard not to put my patients on a ton of supplements, and I do sometimes when we're trying to create a certain type of balance and trying to go through a certain protocol. But when it comes to hormones, honestly, I have to look at this and go, what is more important, feeling better or trying to be as natural as possible and doing the herbal route? I don't know. That's something that my patients have to decide. I'm not going to decide it for them. But I definitely think about it in terms of, am I doing a disservice by not offering bioidentical hormones as much as I should? So in my practice, I'm definitely going to be changing now and giving everybody all the options. And I do this. I think it's something to say that it's not that I don't offer bioidentical hormones. I just haven't weighed the pros and cons as much with the knowledge that I have now coming back from this conference. And especially the big information in terms of the fact that bioidentical hormones can stabilize mood quicker than herbs. I know that, but in my mind, you know, I'm always trying to do things natural. We can increase bone strength. We can improve heart health because estradiol in particular is cardioprotective. It increases nitrous oxide to the blood vessels, and so it helps keep the blood vessels open, so it can help with blood pressure. It improves something called heart rate variability, meaning it improves stress response. And we also have found that estrogen can help with decreasing calcium levels, so calcium scoring in terms of artery issues, if you've heard of calcium scoring. And even some studies have shown that estradiol in particular can help improve stroke volume and heart function in ladies. That's huge, especially when heart disease is the number one killer of females. 1 in 4. Why wouldn't you consider some estradiol? And I'm going to tell why you wouldn't, but bear with me. Now, I've talked a lot about estradiol. What I didn't talk about is progesterone. Progesterone helps with sleep. So if you're up all night vampiring and having trouble sleeping, progesterone could be something to help you. Melatonin, also another one. And progesterone and melatonin can work together to not have that groggy effect for you. Bioidentical hormones can help with lowering insulin levels. There's so many people out there right now who are insulin resistant. It can help with weight loss. And then we can improve skin tone, thicken hair, and eyelashes. I mean, there's a huge craze right now out there for folks to get fake eyelashes. Some of those eyelashes are so long and ridiculous looking, but I have to admit that in some ladies, they look striking because these ladies have lost their eyelashes. Why did they lose their eyelashes? Estradiol. It is one of the number one hormones that help with eyelash growth. Blew my mind because I actually didn't know that. So if someone's struggling to grow eyelashes, they may be low in estradiol, the most beneficial estrogen that ladies and guys too, but ladies really need more of it. So let's talk about these hormones and what's available out there. So I talked about estrogen. Now, a lot of us know it as being the evil hormone that causes PMS and can have a high risk of breast cancer. And yes, that's true. There are three types of estrogen: estrone, estradiol, and estriol, known as E1, E2, E3. So E1, estrone, E2, estradiol, and E3, estriol. Now, why would that information be useful for you? Well, if you're looking at someone's hormone cream and you just happen to look at it, E1, E2, E3 will tell you what type of estrogens are in there, just for useful or maybe useless knowledge, but there you have it. Now, estrone, you don't want to be supplementing that with that. I will never give estrone to anybody at all. It's an inflammatory estrogen. It used to come in a compound called triest, meaning three hormones which were given to ladies to help with estrogen supplementation. I wouldn't give that to anybody because estrone being connected to breast cancer, that is the estrogen you don't want high in your body. And so it's very important to test estrone levels and see how high these levels are. Because if they're really high, you need to help that lady clear out the estrogen from the body a little bit. And estrone, not total estrogen, not estriol, not estradiol, you want estrone cleared out. How do you do it? You use extracts from the cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli family, known as diindolmethane or indol-3-carbinol. These isolates, you want to be careful about what product you get. You want one that does not have soybean oil, because ones that have soybean oil can be a big problem For ladies, I use DimPro by Pure Encapsulations because it's not using soybean oil as the oil base for the extract of diindol methane. What this does is it helps your liver to clear hormones out more effectively. Yes, you could eat cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. You'd have to do at least 4 cups a day, mix or match of those. Would it still have the effect as one capsule? It can help in a lot of cases, but the honest to goodness truth, to get estrogens out of the body, you need fiber, and you need at least 28 to 30 grams of fiber a day. Even up to 35 grams could be useful in some cases, but I would say 28 to 30 grams of fiber a day, so you gotta eat your veggies. And then clear it out via the liver, because the other place where we reabsorb our estrogens is through our colon. So this estrone, we don't want that to be too high because that is the one that can cause issues. Now, it is highly stored in fat tissue, which is why it's beneficial to lose weight, because you can release some of the estrone from the fatty tissue where it's stored and get it cleared out through the liver. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to be working on that on your own, you want to make sure that you have something to help you clear that estrone from the body, meaning indole-3-carbinol, so I3C, or diindol methane. And like I said before, make sure it's not in a soybean base. So E1, estrone, that inflammatory estrogen, this guy can build up when you're not exercising at all. It can build up when you are microwaving plastic and heating plastic, drinking to-go cups of coffee and sipping through that plastic day in, day out, multiple times a day. And so you really want to be careful what's happening in your kitchen, how you're preparing your food, and looking at anything that has been heated up and then you're consuming it in plastic. So no heated plastic. That's the moral of the story there for your estrone elevation. Also, some pesticides, things of that nature, can also cause trouble. Now, how do you know what your estrone levels are? You can look at them via saliva, or you can look at them via blood. If you look via saliva, you are going to notice that it's going to be much different than if you had your levels checked via blood. I personally like to use saliva better because you can see the amount of estrone floating around in the system versus the ones that are bound to molecules. Because what you see in the blood is the levels of hormones bound to blood to molecules. So bound molecules are in blood and free molecules are in saliva, meaning you're going to see the reserves. You're going to see what the body has really in totality in terms of all these hormones. And I like to keep consistent using saliva testing if I've started it on someone. If someone comes to my practice and they've already been adjusting their hormones based on blood, I will look at it and use it that way for them. But I do like to use saliva. And by the way, for those of you out there who are like, okay, I want to do this myself, I want to know what my hormones look like, you can go to zrtlabs.com. So Z is in zebra, R is in Ralph, and T is in Tom. ZRT Labs. You can get all of these kits for testing via saliva and do it at home and see what your estrone level is and see what your estradiol, see what your estriol, all of your hormones, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, cortisol. So I'm going to talk to you about all these. Don't worry. I know I might be throwing out words that sound kind of foreign. Don't worry. I'll bring you up to speed. So let's talk about that second estrogen, estradiol. So estradiol has over 400 functions in the body alone. It has the most receptors for itself. It is the most active estrogen in our body. It's heart protective, it's bone protective, it helps memory. And this is another big one, folks. If you're having trouble with recalling names, you're writing things down and you're noticing you're spelling weird, or you're just not able to put a sentence together sometimes because you're just not thinking straight, you could be lacking some estradiol. And think of how your life could be if you had your memory there and you could recall words and you were sharp as a tack. That laser focus was there. I have a lot of patients that come in and I think they have ADD. And sometimes we find it's estradiol's low. So if you're struggling with memory, it is definitely worth it to consider bioidentical hormones for helping you to focus. Also, vision. That's another big one. And I've noticed that my vision is starting to go a little bit as I am getting older. And I had my hormones checked about 5 years ago. And you better believe it, after this conference, I'm doing it again. I will let you guys know what happens, because I'm curious as to where things are at for me, because I've noticed a huge change in my vision, especially at night. Another big one for estradiol is gut lining. I talk a lot about the gut here, and estradiol is what helps keep that protective lining intact. It's in charge of your collagen. And so it also goes along with your skin. It smooths, it softens, it plumps your skin, because it's regulating collagen and water content in your skin. That's huge. Estradiol helps with magnesium uptake. That's your Krebs cycle, meaning your energy-making cycle. Your breakdown of fats, proteins, carbs, you need the magnesium. It's also your calming in terms of magnesium. It helps you get magnesium into the body. I have a lot of people that give magnesium and like, it doesn't help me. And it's because they need estradiol to help. Same thing goes along the line with hair and nails and just all of your beauty sides of things. That's estradiol for you. So here's a biggie. You might be listening to this right now and going, I need estradiol. I don't care if I have low or high or what. Go get it tested first. And if you don't want to do a saliva test on your own and you want someone to help you, you need a functional medicine doctor or a naturopath. So a naturopathic doctor. I will give you the resources to find folks in your area at the end of this podcast. It'll be in my notes at drjkrausend.com, but I will also talk about it. So stay tuned. I will let you know. Now, we've talked about E1 being estrone, the inflammatory estrogen, and we talked about E2, estradiol, being the useful estrogen. Let's talk about E3, estriol. This is your, let's call it, it's a weak estrogen, but, and everyone calls it a weak estrogen when it's presented, but I think it's a very powerful one because it brings back your sex life. Yes, I did say that. It brings back your sex life. Why? Because estriol is key for vaginal lubrication. I don't know how many ladies come in my office who are older, but also ones who are younger in their early 40s, who tell me, like, I am dry down there. I can't get anything going down there. That's not good. Why is that? Because now, if it's dry down there, you don't feel like getting in the mood. Don't get in the mood, you don't get in the bed. Guess what happens? Relationships start to fail. I think estriol is key for helping with relationships, but also helping us feel sexy and feel like we still got it. Now, another big thing about estriol and vaginal lubrication is that if we start to lose vaginal lubrication, we also can have issues with infections and things of that nature. And it's really, really common for ladies to get bladder infections, yeast infections, bacteriovaginosis. Why do I have a twisted tongue? Bacteriovaginosis. And now you might be going, oh, I don't want to hear about these things. And if you're a guy, you might be like, oh, I really don't want to hear about these things. Guys, it's important. Help your ladies with this. Because we might be embarrassed to talk to you about how it's dry down there because we think like there's something wrong with us, or we think that we're not attracted to you anymore, or we think that we're not attractive anymore. And there's all kinds of mental dark holes that one could go down with vaginal lubrication issues. I've heard it all in my office, let me tell you. And honestly, all of the stuff that happens in that area can really, there's a lot of solutions that can be made there, especially something called vulvodynia, which is chronic pelvic pain. There are creams with pain relievers and things of that nature that can really help you. In fact, I have a podcast coming up. My next one, podcast number 118, is going to be all about vaginal health, vaginal lubrication, and all the things that happen down there that people are too afraid to talk about. So stay tuned for that one. It's coming next. Now, that's estriol. Let's talk about progesterone for a minute. So progesterone helps us when we have what I call the bitch switch. And what that is when you're just fine, 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 and all of a sudden you just snarl. Your claws come out. If that happens to you, where you're just happy-go-lucky and all of a sudden the claws are coming out of nowhere, you might need some progesterone. Now, the other biggie with progesterone is insomnia. It is key for insomnia. If you're vampiring, and by that I mean staying up all night, not because you want to be, progesterone might be for you. Anxiety, another biggie. Big, big, big deal. Circulation. If you're having swelling in your ankles and you're having issues with puffiness under the eyes, progesterone can help in that case. Now, if you overdo it on the progesterone, then you can actually have issues with swelling. But when you got it dialed in, it helps with circulation, and I love it for that. So something to think about for progesterone. Now, in terms of testosterone is always thought about as the male hormone, but ladies need it too. In fact, about 50% of ladies need testosterone. So not everybody, but some need it. Guys, you know, I'm starting to find even younger guys at this stage of the game are missing out on testosterone because of either traumatic brain injuries or just really stressful lifestyles. So it's interesting, but testosterone is one that can be extremely helpful for helping with energy, boosting lean body mass, getting rid of fibroids, helping with sagging skin. Kind of sounds weird. We always think about estrogen for skin, but testosterone can as well. So something to think about. Now, DHEA. This hormone is a precursor to estrogen and testosterone in the body. And this guy's used for weight loss. It's used for tissue repair. It decreases cholesterol. It supports your immune system. It's a great hormone too. The thing is about this one is when you give it to someone, you don't 100% know what pathway it's going to go. Is it going to go towards testosterone? Is it going to go towards making estrogen more? What's going to happen? And it can go towards making more estrone in the body. So you got to be careful with DHEA. And if someone's super low in it, it's warranted to give them some. You could do cream, you could do pills. There are capsules of DHEA that are out there, and they start at 5 milligrams and go all the way up to about 50 milligrams. So my motto, as is many folks in my industry, start low, go slow. So something to keep in mind. Now, melatonin. A lot of us think of it as an antioxidant supplement for helping with sleep, but we don't necessarily think of it as an actual hormone. But it is. It's made from serotonin, oddly enough. So if you're low on serotonin, chances are you're going to be low on melatonin as well. And so it's the same pathway in that case. Now, melatonin is supposed to be elevated overnight to help you sleep, and it works the inverse of cortisol. Cortisol is elevated during the day to help keep you awake and help you fall asleep, and melatonin is elevated at night to help keep you staying asleep. Now, melatonin and progesterone work hand in hand to help with keeping people chill overnight. Melatonin has a great ability to decrease sympathetic, so your fight or flight activity overnight. So a lot of people may have some issues with dreams. They may have PTSD, may have, you know, just waking up or sleeping very lightly. I hear that a lot from folks. So waking up frequently, sleeping very lightly, because that's just them, or maybe they had some traumatic events as a kiddo. Well, melatonin can help with that. And it's dialing in the right amount. And for some people, 1 milligram is enough. Some people need 5. It all kind of depends. Obviously, a lot of us who have been in the natural medicine world for a little while or have been playing with it know that melatonin, if overdone, definitely will make you groggy. So it's something to be careful with, but it can help. The other cool thing about melatonin is it protects your mitochondria. So that's your energy. That's like your little factories in every single cell that make your energy. That's pretty cool. It also has been found to decrease AFib, so atrial fibrillation, and ventricular tachycardia, otherwise known as VTAC. So melatonin, just like estradiol, has a beneficial effect on the heart. And we can test melatonin levels in the saliva. So that's pretty cool. We have that capability to do that. Now, what would a conversation of melatonin be without talking about cortisol? Now, cortisol is our fight or flight hormone as we know it, but really it's our wake up and put us to bed hormone. That's its functional basic level. If you're having trouble getting out of bed, you might have really low cortisol. If you're having trouble keeping energy throughout the day, you might have some issues with cortisol. If you have too much energy, you're waking up out of bed like a shot, and you're anxious and you're jittery, you might have too much cortisol. So there's a lot of herbs that are great for helping with the adrenal glands. There's also some medications that can help if you're super low on your cortisol. So I think it's really important to test cortisol, because I'm hard pressed to find someone who's not stressed and someone that's not having issues with their adrenal glands. By the way, your adrenal glands are little tiny triangular glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they are in charge of your hormone production. They're also in charge of your blood sugar balance. They're in charge of your electrolyte balance. They have a lot of jobs, and if they are out of balance, your hormones will be out of balance too. So I always will treat the adrenal glands if I'm treating hormones. They all go together. So I feel that most people who have issues with hormonal imbalance have issues with the adrenal glands. And so I do test cortisol levels via saliva to find out. And chances are I tend to find something one direction or the other. So what, in terms of testing, does a saliva test entail? Well, let me tell you. So there's a couple different companies out there. I had mentioned ZRT Labs. They're my favorite. There's also Labrix. And there is another company known as Genova. Genova Diagnostics has a cool lab because they are the only lab that can test melatonin at this time. And they also have the ability to test 28 days of saliva. So if you have your period still, and you're wondering if you have some hormonal imbalances because maybe you have really bad PMS or you have PMDD, meaning premenstrual dysphoric syndrome, you know, so that would be a really big one. PMDD with dysphoric, that's tough. That's like super, super depressed. And it's a serious, serious case. Now, a 28-day saliva could be beneficial to figure out when things are going south. And it also could be beneficial for folks who are working with trying to figure out why their periods won't regulate. So that being said, Genova Diagnostics has the 28-day, meaning yes, you have to spit into a tube for 28 days. The other tests, we're looking at 1 to 3 day tests where you spit into a tube 4 times throughout the day, one before breakfast, one before lunch, one before dinner, one before bed. And at those 4 points, we are collecting the cortisol, we're collecting the hormone levels. That's quite interesting. And we can see what's happening with fluctuations of your hormones in that time. Now, ZRT Labs and Labrix, they do test all three of the estrogens. They test testosterone, progesterone, they'll test cortisol, DHEA. What they won't be testing, they also test progesterone, what they won't be testing is the melatonin. Melatonin is specific for Genova Diagnostics. And I will note that in my notes so that you have that there to take a look. Now, blood testing, you can also get a good look at your estrogens. You can get a total estrogens. You can get estrone, estradiol, estriol. You can also get progesterone and DHEA, testosterone as well. You can also get, what you can't get by saliva is something called sex hormone binding globulin. And that will tell you how many things are bound. So how bound up are your receptors. It will also, you can also look at pregnenolone through blood. And that is a test that is useful for figuring out your metabolism of progesterone in addition to testing progesterone. So there's lots of options in terms of testing your hormones. However, keep in mind that if you want to test blood, that might be covered by insurance based on what your complaint is. If you have no complaints, then your doc's going to have a hard time figuring out how to code that. But you can get your hormones tested via blood, and insurance will mostly cover those. The saliva test, that is usually not covered by insurance, but you can resubmit back and get some of the portion of what you paid for. And what are you looking at here? A one-day saliva test can run somewhere around $200, whereas a 28-day will be somewhere around $279, just to give you a reference in terms of cost there. And cost does vary via ZRT, so depending on what lab you use, ZRT versus Labrix or Genova. So there you have it in terms of how to get tested to figure out if you have some hormonal imbalances. Now, let's recap. Just so everyone is kind of clear, like, do I have a hormonal imbalance? Do I need to check this out? Pretty much anybody who is still getting their period and has irregular periods, that's a hormonal imbalance. PMS, acne, mood swings, migraines. I mean, at this point, I could probably be listing for forever, but I'm going to give you the most common ones. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, if you've been told you have that, you definitely have a hormone imbalance. If you're overweight, it's worth it to look because you likely, and you're struggling to lose weight, check your hormones out. The other biggie here is anybody who is just really fatigued, losing hair, losing eyelashes, extremely, you know, tired. These are things that you should be checking out to see what's going on with your hormones. Now, that is not a hugely comprehensive list, but it's at least something to give you the idea of what's going on. Now, once you've kind of got in your head you want to go get some hormone testing, you got to find a doc, or you can request the labs yourself and then bring them to a doc. Now, I had mentioned a functional medicine doctor. The way to find a functional medicine doctor would be looking at A4M, which is a big group of doctors who have had advanced training in functional medicine, and hormone balancing in particular is a subspecialty of the A4M trained docs. Now, Institute for Functional Medicine, also those folks will have some advanced training to help with hormone balancing. Naturopathic doctors have advanced training to help with hormone balancing as well. And I've put all three resources on my notes at drjkrausnd.com. Now, I just came back from a conference that was with the Compounded Medicine Group. So PCCA, so Professional Compounding Centers of America, put on the presentation for me. So we were talking all about compounded medicines. So how would you say you found that you had a hormone imbalance? What do you do? How do you get these creams I was talking about? They're compounded. So you have a specialized pharmacist who is going to take your prescription and make you a medicine specially for you. That's pretty cool. Now, there are there are bioidentical hormones that you can get through your pharmacy, but I tend to like to have the compounded version of medicines because docs are able to use customized dosages, which are tailored to the patient. So customized medicine versus dosages that may be too high or too low, but you're just trying to get it in because insurance will cover it. I'd much rather have someone dialed in exactly. And so that's why I like to use compounding pharmacies in this case. So these compounding pharmacies are going to take the bioidentical hormones and make a cream for you. They can also make capsules for you. However, in certain situations, creams are going to be a lot better, and your doctor will know in which situation things are going to work better for you. It's based on age, it's based on ease, life, style, etc. So defer to your doctor for what style. I will say this, though, that you do not want to be taking any estrogens orally if you are of menopause age, so you have stopped your period. And ideally, I would even venture to say that anyone in their 40s probably shouldn't even be taking an oral estrogen because this has been linked to causing issues with the heart. You don't want to mess with the heart, so you want creams for your estrogens. Progesterone can go orally or vaginally. Testosterone cream, you can have injections with testosterone, but when it's compounded, it's a cream. And I personally do like to do the compounded creams better than I do the injections, safety-wise, but also you can use a less dosage and get more effect. Save yourself money, and you don't have to poke yourself. So in terms of compounded medicines, you have a specialized pharmacy that's going to make up the prescription for you, and then you'll get it from them. And typically, if you're using a cream, you're going to be applying it to your upper arm, your inner thigh, or your labia if you are a lady. And you want to make sure that you're keeping it away from any of your partners, kiddos, dogs, animals, by at least 12 hours. So you want to put these in places that don't come into contact with other areas for at least 12 hours. So usually I have to tell people, you know, get your groove on in the bedroom and then go and apply your creams. Now, there's also suppositories as well, and that could be really beneficial for ladies helping with any vaginal issues or vaginal dryness. You can use suppositories, and so that's another option too. And once again, made by the compounding pharmacy. So I really wanted to do this podcast just to give you a sense that there are options for you for hormonal balancing, and it doesn't have to always be herbs. Bioidentical hormones are safe. The research out there is so much more advanced now that we've been playing with, if you will, bioidentical hormones for longer. And we found that they're not the scary beast that we thought they were. They are actually quite beneficial. And in fact, Dr. Pamela Smith and Dr. Roxanne Cafora, who presented at my conference, gave me so many ideas in terms of what to say to ladies to help convince them that if if they're not getting results with herbs to balance their hormones, why not live your life to the fullest by getting hormones? In fact, I believe Dr. Smith or Dr. Kafoura, I don't know which doctor it was, in the conference mentioned that ladies can live more than half their life with imbalanced hormones. That's crazy. And that's not living a life. You want to have your mood there. You want to be sharp as a tack. You want to be happy. You don't want to be all over the place. You don't want to be fanning yourself with hot flashes. You want to be able to sleep. Think, ladies or guys, if you're listening to this, think about if you have any signs of hormonal imbalance. And if you've tried herbs, I usually like to try herbs and diet first, but if it doesn't work and, you know, you've been suffering with this and you've tried things for at least more than 6 months, I think it's worth it to try the creams. See, I refer to them as creams. The bioidentical hormones before giving up. I know there's this drive to be all natural and that bioidentical hormones are hormones. They're not, you know, like herbs and things of that nature. But sometimes you gotta think about your family's life, your life, and do you want to live it to the fullest? I think most of us do. It might be worth it to try bioidentical hormones if the herbs aren't doing the trick for you. Well, I sure hope that I gave you a little intro into bioidentical hormones and gave you a little sense of why we use them and what they can do for you. And hey, possibly might open up some seriously new doors into you living your life like you always wanted to. So check them out. See what you think. I have all of my resources from this show at my website, drjkrausnd.com. So head on over there, check those out, let me know what you think. And by the way, if you're struggling with stress and you're trying to figure out what's going on with your hormonal balance as related to your fight or flight gland, the adrenal glands, I have a course specifically tailored to the adrenal glands and stress management. Head on over to my website, drjkrausnd.com. You can find all the details about the course. And I'd love to have you in it. I'd love to hear what you think. Also, stay tuned for my next episode, ladies especially, and guys too. I think anyone could benefit from this information. My next podcast is all about vaginal issues. And I think it's one that you don't want to miss because I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff that folks are too embarrassed to talk about, that don't want to talk about it online. And you know what? I'm going to blow the doors off of it. We're going to talk all about the vagina. Okay, y'all. I hope you've enjoyed another episode of The Health Fix. I'd love to hear from you. Send me messages. Let me know your comments. Share this if you have anyone that you know out there that can use this information. All right, guys. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.